Okay, we are Kuf Beis on the Beis on the bottom. We're by the two dots, five lines from the bottom. Lo Yomar Harishon. So if you remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, said if a man marries a woman and she brings in a daughter from a previous marriage, he takes responsibility to. He can't take responsibility to feed her for 5 years. Even if the woman marries another man, he has to support her. He has to send the mizonos or the demay mizonos. He can't say to the first husband or to the woman, you know, when you live by me, you know, so then I have to support you. But if not, I'm not going to support you. So that can't take place. But what does he have to do? He has to be molech the mizonos. He has to send the mizonos. The language of the Mishnah was lamakom she'ima. Lamakom she'ima, to the place where the mother is. Says the Gemara, Amr of Chizda, Zos Omerez, Bas Eitzel Ima. So what do you see from here? It must be that the understanding in Halacha is that the daughter always goes with the mother. The daughter always goes with the mother. Because that's they can't say, that he can't say, the husband can't say, hey, if she comes to me, so then I'll support her. So it must be that Halacha understands that the daughter has to go with the mother. Since the Mishnah says, Hamakob She'ima. Yeah? It's not his daughter, but daughters. Daughters, right. So you might say, meaning the daughter, she only has one parent here. So it has one parent here. But the Gemara still assumes that way from the extra lashon in the Gemara of the Makom She'ima, and not to, let's say, Rashi has the Beis Acheha. Let's say she has brothers. She goes with the mother, not to the brothers. Says the Gemara, do we really have that proof? Mimai de Begdola Askinon. How do we know that we're talking about a Gdola in the Mishnah, where there's a discussion, where should she go? Dilo Begtana Askinon. Maybe we're talking about a katana where for sure she goes with the mother. There's no question about that. Because of the following story. The Tanya, because the Brisa says, Misha meis v'hiniach ben katan li'imo. If someone dies and he left a young child to his mother, Yarshiav, Omer Mihe Gadol Atzlenu. The Yarshim of the father said, let him live by us. The imo omer siyepidi gadol atzli, and the mother says, let him live by me. Manichin oso etzel imo. We let the mother take him. The ein manichin oso etzel rei liyarsha. We don't put him with the other brothers who are fit to yarshin him. Why? Because my sahaya, one time there was a story that it took place. Vishachtu ayin reish hay, and they killed him. Ayin reish hay. What is ayin reish hay? So a couple of gersos. Some say it means erev harishon. Erev Harishon, the first night that they were alone with him, that's the rush, the rush's gear sub. First that they were alone with him, they killed him. So you see, because of that Maisa Shahaya, we say that the son should stay with the mother and not with the brothers. Let's just finish it, then we'll talk about that more. Im Kain says the Gemara, if it's Shafaj, that's how you know it's not talking about so the question is, how do you know that our Mishnah is only talking about a gedola, maybe it's talking about a katana, and that's why it goes with the mother. So MK says the Gemara, no, let's see, lamakom shehi. Then the Mishnah should have just said, to the place where she is. My lamakom she'ima. What's the extra lashon of the place where the mother is? Shmas mina bas eitzel ha'em lo shtan gedola v'lo shtan katana. It must be coming to teach me that the daughter or the child always goes with the mother, even if she is a gedola. Even if she is a gedola. So the gersa that we have of Ayin Reish Hey, that's all we have. So on the side it says Erev Harisha, that's the rush. But if you see on the side, there's another gersa quoted of Erev HaPesach. Erev HaPesach. So the question is, Erev Harishon, you know, so it was the first night that they had him alone. So what do you mean Erev HaPesach? Why would they have waited till Erev Pesach to commit this terrible crime? There's a number of answers given in a number of these Sifri HaAchronim. One is the Efshar in the Biyurei Hadaf. He quotes a few. Mishum she'oz huzman shchitas haPesach v'yesh lekol Yisrael sakin lishchot l'kach irad on Erev Pesach. Maybe everybody had knives on Erev Pesach, so that's why it would be common. Everybody had a knife. Oh, yitachin or shebedavka himtinu at Erev Pesach she'oz lo yachshor haMelech sheim asu hadavar. Because if they did it, then the authorities wouldn't think that they committed the crime. Why? Was there a Pesach in blood in history? Ela Yomar, Shah Bezdin Shachtuhu Kade Litin Dam Bahamatsos, Uka Alilos Dam Shahayev Akamadoros. Said they thought that nobody would assume it was them, they would think it was others, because, right, who killed this boy? Oh, it must have been one of those Jews that took it for, to put the blood in the matzos. Oh, that's another one. If that's the case, you understand why the Girsa was changed. Right, as he says, you understand why the censors took out the Girsa if it was Erev HaPesach. They don't want to get into any issues with Erev Pesach and the blood libels. Or the chiddush of the Braisa, the third parak, is they weren't even choshish to becoming tamei in Erev Pesach. That's how low they had stooped. Shlo chashu afilu shiyatamu v'yumanu milasos karban Pesach. So that's how low they stooped. But again, those are all possibilities why the girsa of Erev HaPesach might have been true, and maybe even why it was taken out. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara on top. Lo yom rushneihem. Lo yom rushneihem. So let's say if the two husbands, the previous husband and the present husband, says, you know what, why should I give mizonos and you give mizonos? Let's combine. Let's all give mizonos together. No, so you can't do that. One of them has to give mizonos, and one of them gives demei mizonos. One of them gives the money. So who gavra? Says the Gemara, let's try to prove this. Who gavra? Da eiger ogre le recha, rechaya lechavra elitchina. A person, Reuven lent Shimon his mill to grind with. He rented it out to him. He rented it out to him. And it could be that he didn't have all the proper materials himself, Reuven. So he gave it to Shimon, and Shimon was going to use the mill. And Litchina, he wasn't going to pay. Shimon was not going to pay Reuven in money. He was going to pay him in flour. He was going to pay him based that he worked the mill, and he was going to pay Reuven in flour. Lesofiater, and a little while later, Reuven became rich. Reuven, the maskir, became rich. Zavin Rechaya Vachamra, so he bought his own mill and his own wine. Why does it have to say wine? The Mefarshim asked that. Amar Leh, so then Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Ada inna havi tachinin al gabach. Till today, you ground for me because that's what I needed. Hashta havli agra. Now I have my own mill. I do my own grinding. So pay me money. Pay me money. I don't want flour anymore. I have enough of my own flour. So Amalei mitcha tachkinin alecha. No, I'm giving you flour. I don't want to have to make the flour and schlep and sell it. I'm going to make you. The deal was that I'm going to give you flour, so I'm going to give you flour. So they had this machlokes. So Sabar Ravina Lameima. Ravina thought to say, Hainu masnisin. Ravina thought, hey, isn't that our Mishnah? Doesn't our Mishnah shed light on this issue? Why? Because what does our Mishnah say? Lo yom rishneim hari anu zonin osa ke'echad. Our Mishnah says that the two husbands cannot say, we'll give you mizonos together. Ela echad zana ve'echad nosin ladmei mizonos. You see in our Mishnah, if one of them is chayev to give food, but the food is unneeded, so then what happens? He has to give the money. He has to give the mizonos instead. So isn't that a riot to this case? Shouldn't Shimon have to give money instead of paying the grain? Ravina thought. Amalei, Rabbi Avira Amidami. Rabbi Avira says, no, maybe you cannot compare the cases. Hasam chad kresa isla tarti kresa lesla. Over there, in the case of our Mishnah, the girl only has one stomach. She has one stomach. So what, she's going to get double grain? What she's going to do with the grain? It's going to spoil. And she's going to be worthless to her. She has one stomach. Maybe we learned a couple of weeks ago that an animal, maybe a cow, has four stomachs. But the people only have one stomach. So there's only, right, there's nothing to do with the other grain that she gets. But here, Shimon, the renter, could tell Reuven, what do you mean? I'm going to grind for you, and you take your mill, and you grind, and you can sell it. And I'll grind for you, and you'll eat it, and you'll take it. Why can't the husband say that to the girl? It seems like because by grain is a raw material. And you'd be able to sell it. It's not going to go bad. It's not food. Mizonos, you're not going to be able to sell. Mizonos is food. You're going to have to use it. She's going to have to use it. But Shimon could tell Reuven, what do you mean? You could sell it. And therefore, don't compare it to our Mishnah. Really, in this case, he could keep giving the grain. But the Mishnah, the Gemara, limits it. When could Shimon say this? Only if he doesn't have so many buyers for his grain that he would be able to sell it quickly without tircha. But if he could just grind the grain into flour, then sell it, and then give the money to Reuven, then we make him do that. Why? Could go zu kofinoso almidas sedom. So kofinos almidas sedom means if you do something, and by giving something away, you're not going to lose anything by it, so then we force you. Kofin almidas sedom. That's called zeneh nevzelo chaser. Right? You're not being chaser or anything. If Shimon could grind it without any problem and get money for it to give it to Reuven, we say zeneh nevzelo chaser, and that's what is required in this case. That's the big sugya in Baba Kama and Daf Chaf. Here it says on the side, Baba Asri Yud Bey is also kofin almidas sedom. Right? It comes up many times, zeneh nevzelo chaser. Right? Sorry? Had it in Erevin, it comes up halacha lemaisa. Let's say, just so happened recently, I give somebody a ride sometimes. So somebody wanted to give me a present for the ride that I give them. So I said, I go to yeshiva anyway. So he says, no, I want to, token of my appreciation. I said, Zen enem zalo chaser. I'm doing this anyway. They want to pay you toll. They want to, I'm doing this anyway. It's a big shiloh. Are you even allowed to accept it? Let's say they force it upon you. It's a separate matana. Fine. But out, you know, paying, you know, they're really, it's zenen of zalochaser. So that's the issue of kofen al midas tov. For sure, you can't demand money for that. The question is, could you accept the money? Okay, I'm not posking here. I'm just noting the issue. Yeah. Rabbi Levine has an article about it in one of his books. Right, it's lifa iver to accept it because that you you're making him violate right because really it's pater right. So right, Rabbi, any of these topics, Rabbi Aaron Levine, any of his halacha and economics svarim, that would be the place to look. Yeah. It depends on the market, so it depends if it's sellable. But we say, you know, you might as well keep the original arrangement if possible. He doesn't lose anything, so therefore he should do it. I don't know. It doesn't say if the maskir could is the same market sellability, but even so, I guess it's simpler to keep. There is an agreement here. The question is, are we going to undermine the original agreement? And the halacha says, you know, if it's zedan of zalochas, we shouldn't undermine the original agreement. Let's try not to change the tznaim.
Not exactly parallel.
Right, it is some tircha, but we don't consider that a tircha, we don't consider that chaser, if it's very easy for it to just take it down the block to the store and sell. We don't consider that, a bother. Okay, next Mishnah. Question is, I mean, in halacha, how much are tirchas, when do you look at a little tircha as a bother? Right, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch and Yoredeya speaks about if you have something that got trafed up, you have a spoon that got trafed up. Right, and then so you put it on the side, and you're going to take it, and you're going to have to remember to kosher it. And then all of a sudden you come home, and it's put back in the drawer. Right, it happens all the time. So the question is, do you have to now kosher all of your silverware? Why? Because maybe that's called a davar sheish lamatirin. It had davar sheish lamatirin. There's a way to make it mutter. Dunk them all in. Or do you say it's not a davar sheish lamatirin? Because the Rambam says you have to do tirchas merubas. You have to schlep the whole thing to the mikvah. You know, maybe it's not a davar sheish lamatirin. It's not mutter. You have to do stuff. You have to schlep. Right, so should bittul apply or not? This is a similar issue. When do you say that a little tircha, how significant is it?
If you drive into this guy's house, actually.
Right. Right, so the question is the tircha for him to have to sell the flour. Next Mishnah. Amanash Amra, if she loves us, be based byli. Let's say a man dies and the woman says, I have to stay in the house. I can't move from based byli. Eina yarshim yichodol nomer la l'chila beis avich. So the yarshim, the sons, of the husbands, cannot say to her, leave, go to your father's house, you know, we need some more space right now, and we'll feed you bezonos there. They can't say that. But they have to feed her where she is, meaning in their house, in the husband's house, and they have to give her exactly what she was used to. They can't give her a smaller room, they can't give her, and if she wants to stay where she wants to stay in the master bedroom, that's where she gets to stay. Because that's what it says in the Ksuba. Remember back from the fourth parak. It says in the Ksuba that, you know, that the Almana is allowed to stay in the house. Amr, what about the opposite case? What if she says, EF, she loves me based Abba, I have to go home, I can't stay in this house. I have to go to my father's house. Then the opposite. You call on the Yerushim Lomerla. Then the Yerushim could say, "Im atas leinu yeshlech mezonos." If you're with us, then you get mezonos, because that's what it says in the Ksuba. That as long as you're in our father's house, so then you get mezonos. Im ein atas leinu ein lechav mezonos. And if you're not by us, then you're not mezonos. Im haisa toanes abneshi yaldev heyuladim. But if she has a halachically valid claim why she does not want to stay in the house with them, right? What do you mean yaldev and yuladim? Yaldan Yuladis, what issue is this? So this could be a tznius issue, meaning I mean you're right. If we're a different age, meaning you know you're a bunch of boys and I'm a lady. Obviously the Shimon Betzis talks about here must not be their mother because what's the issue? So it must be maybe it's from a previous marriage. So it's a tznius issue. So then Zonno Savihibe Saviyam. So then they have to send her mezonos even if she goes to base. It's a big discussion. This is somewhat related to the issue of yichud with adopted children. Yichud with adopted children. Because here, let's say these weren't her children, let's assume, because that's the tznius issue, if you say that's the pshat of the Mishnah. So, was she worried about Hilchas Yichud? Or the Gemara is at the end of Maseches Kedushin. So again, that's a serious issue. This is Eliezer. It's a big tshuva about it. Because sometimes it's very difficult. If especially from birth. It says Eliezer has a kula where you have a very, very young adoption. So then he says Yesh Makam Lahakil in that case, because it's Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, that's the pair. That is very, if it starts out very, very young. But if it doesn't start, even that, there are some poskim that are machmir. I think this is Eliezer, though, has a tshuva that he's meiko. But other than that, if it's older, then there are serious yichud issues. Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So the woman continues, she has the same rights that she has had throughout her life, in the life of the husband. She gets the same servants that she had in the life of her husband. Same pillows and mattresses. Same kelim. She got kazavla, because that's what he wrote her in the ksuba we had earlier. See, la elnun beis. You should be able to sit in my house, and get fed from my nechasim. Call you a maker, as long as you're an almana in my house, period. Tani, Rav Yosef, Bebesi v'lo Bebiksi. As long as you're in my house and not in my Biksi. What's Biksi? Based Tsar, Rashi says. If it's like a hut, it's not a house. If it's a hut, so then he has no chiyuvim. Specifically a house. That's what he wrote in the Ksuba. Amr of Nachman, Yisomim Shemachru Madar Almana Lo'asav Lo Klum. Let's see Yisomim try to sell the house. Before she realizes, right after the husband dies, they sell the house, they want to get a smaller place. So that is halakhically not valid. Also, they had no rights. They had no rights to sell. They had no rights to sell. The Pnei Yeshua notes, even though, you know, why don't we say, we know that Nechasim Mishubadim are not Mishubid to Tanai Ksuba. So, therefore, why do you say it's valid and it's Mishubadim and tough luck on her? Still, Mikamakom, Hach, Hari Kasav, Lababesi. Guf habayis b'shubidla. No, you can't. The guf habayis is b'shubidla. They have no rights in the guf habayis. The od chachamim want to give their takana teeth, and to give their takana teeth, they have to say that the mecher would not be chal. So if the yisomim sell the house, lo asav lo klum. Maishna midir of Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why is this different from the following law? The Amar of Asi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yisomim shekadmu machru b'dechasim mu'atim hashemachru machru. Let's say there were sons and daughters that get an estate. And we've noted that if there's only a small amount of nechasim, so what's the halacha? The girls get it and the boys have to go and collect. What happens if the boys sold the nechasim mu'atim before the daughters, right, were able to collect? So says the Rabbi Yochanan, it works. Mashamachar machru. So what's the difference if the sons collect and ruin the mizonos of their stepmother, or the sons collect and ruin the mizonos of their sisters? What's the difference? Says the Gemara, there is a big difference. Hasam lo mishtapti lo mechayim. At least by the wife, the shibud already started mechayim. She was already, the Ritva says, she was already in the house mechayim. The shibud already, it's like a hemshech. It's a hemshech of what was previously. Even though we discussed at the beginning of the previous parak, do you look at a mizonos as a new chiyuv or an old chiyuv? But either way, the house was there, the mother, which we're talking about, was sold beforehand. There was some shaychus, there was some shibud beforehand. Hacha b'shad yulei hacha, sorry, that's the hacha. Hacha b'shad yulei b'chayim. Over here, the shibud is started b'chayim, and therefore they have no rights. But over there, by the daughters, there is no shibud mechayim, it's a new chiyuv la'achar misa, and therefore the yarshim are able to come in and prevent it from getting off the ground. They're able to have some rights. Period. Amar Abaya Naktinon. What does Naktinon mean? So you see on the sign, Ayin Rashi and Eirvin. Rashi and Eirvin has a interesting lashon. Naktinon means misores me avoseinu, minhag me raboseinu. So Rashi means it's the misora. But he says, Misores me avoseinu and minhag me raboseinu. Naktinon says, Abaya madra almana shenafa. Let's say the house falls down. The house falls down that she's supposed to live in. Eina yarshin chayavon levnoso. The yarshin do not have to rebuild it. They have no chiyuv. Why? Because the ksuba said, live in my house. In my house is not, should be taken literally. Tani nami hachi, the brisa also says, mother amana shenafal in yarshin chayavon levnoso. Okay, they have to give her maybe other obligations. But if it falls down, the yarshim do not have a chiyuv to rebuild it. V'lo od, ela afilu imhi omeres, hanichuni ve'evnenu misheli. Even if she says, I'll rebuild it. Don't worry about it. My expenses, ain't shomalam. They do not have to listen to her. They do not have to acquiesce to her request that she build it. Boy Abaya, Shipsamai, Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says, Shipsa. What if she did improve it? What if it was about to fall down and she got a contractor to prevent its falling down? So what's that case? So do we say that the Yarshim could say, hey, it was supposed to fall down, so you don't have any rights here? Or do we say, no, she prevented it, so it's still the house of the husband? Teku, unclear. Tosfos has the different gears of Shipsa with an aleph. And he says, no, it's a lachachila. Can she, ma'u shetishpot, says Tosas, can she do shiputzim? Can she try to fix it? So it's either way, either b'dievet or lachachila. Rav Yashiv here notes, what happens if it was, if she did rebuild it? Or if the Yarshim rebuilt it? Let's say the Yarshim rebuilt it. So it says Rav Yashiv, he thinks that in that case, she would have rights to go back in. She would have rights to be sure to go back in. Why? Because he quotes, amazing, similar to the Gemara in Maseches Sukkah, where we have the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Chav Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer says you can't build a Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to be in the same Sukkah all of Yantif. All of Yantif. You're not allowed to go into your friend's Sukkah also, Lachem. Ain Ose Sukkah B'Chol HaShamoed. The Sukkah L'Shiva B'Inan. Aye, the Gemara says, what if your Sukkah falls down? And, you know, what are you supposed to do? So then Rabbi Eliezer says you're allowed to rebuild it, because that's considered the same Sukkah. You don't say Panam Chadashas Bo'al Lakan. So says Rav Elashev, same thing Lachara here. If the house falls down and the Yarshim build it, so Lachara you should say, you don't say Panam Chadash Balakan, this is the same house. But he says, I note that in a tshuva of the Rashba, he argues, the Rashba's tshuva, he says, once it's built, it's a new thing. So you have to be a mechalik between there and Sukkah. Either way, he has that Ha'ara, what if they did rebuild it, can she live in it? Amra, next two dots, EFshi. What if she says, I can't live with you in your, I have to go to my father's house. So then the Mishnah says they are pater from Mizonos. Says the Gemara, v'lesu lo kiyas v'hasam. Why are they pater? They should have to send Mizonos to the father's house, to her father's house. So Messiah, the Rav Huna. So this must be approved to Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, birchas habayis beruba. The bracha of habayis is when there are a lot of people in the house. So therefore, she's kind of causing them a loss by not sticking around. What does this mean, birchas habayis beruba? Rashi says two things. Number one, you have more people in the house, everybody helps out each other with the chores. B'nei adam she'ozrin zeh etzeh mistakrin. And people are more profitable. Things work out better when people help each other. And then Rashi quotes, metaphysically, umazel derabim adif. The mazel of many people, even if you don't deserve something, but the mazel of more people, we're only assuming this is in the positive direction, mazel derabim adif, and therefore, it's better. Tosfos quotes the third shot. Bottom Tosfos, ner la'echa ner la'meya. Says Tosfos, if I have to support you, you know, it's going to cost more money, be more expensive if you're in the house. So we'll buy one bag of food and we'll all share it, and you'll be able to survive on that. But if you're over there, we're going to have to buy you a separate bag. It's going to cost more money. Here, ner la'echa ner la'meya. Okay, Hanukkah related. Says the Gemara, v'litz v'lala v'ibrechaz abayis. Okay, fine. So she's in the house, she causes them a loss. At least let them pay her Mizonos less the difference that she caused by not being there, if you can figure it out. Gemara says, Achanami, you're right. They do have to give her Mizonos, less the difference of what they lost they cost. What she caused. Amrav Huna, Lashon Chachamim Bracha, Lashon Chachamim Osher, Lashon Chachamim Mirpa. If you study the words of the Chachamim, you can learn how to get a Bracha, and how to get do business properly, that's what Osher here means, and medicine. Bracha hadamran. How do you learn bracha from the rabbis? What we just said, right? Bracha habayis beruba. Osher detzan. Where do you learn osher from? From the Mishnah, which says in Baba Basra hamocha peiros lechaveiro. Let's say you're selling fruit to your friends. Mashach v'lo madad kana. So if your friend pulls the fruit, he does mashicha, then he's kona it. Madad v'lo mashach lo kana. But what if he's buying a lot of fruit and he wants it to be his already? He doesn't want the mocher to be able to go back. So if he just measures it out, he can't be kona it. But what if it's a lot? What else could you do? So what you could do is, you could lease out the spot where the fruit is. Kinyan Chatzer. If you lease out the spot, it's a Kinyan Chatzer, and therefore it would be his. Like we do on Chametz, like we do on Pesach. Right? We lease out the place where the Chametz is to the non-Jew also. We don't just, we also use Kinyan Chatzer. So there, so the Chachamim give you good business advice. Marpe, where do you learn medicine from? This time we had the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim. Well, Yilos Adam Chita V'Yedichal Gavim Akasav Pesach. A person shouldn't chew wheat and put it on his wound on Pesach, because that's going to possibly become chametz. So therefore, they shouldn't do that. Mashma, that's a good medicine. You only can't do it on Pesach because it's going to become chametz. But it's mashma that it's a good medicine. Rav Yashiv here quotes the Magen Avraham. Rav Yashiv Efer asked the Kashi, he says, what do you mean? We need this backwards raya that Chachamim could tell us medicine. What, look throughout Shas, there's always medical advice. Right? There are some blot that you have medical advice for Dafim and Dafim. What do you mean? Daf gets a quote this Mishnah in Pesachim that says it's Derech Agav. Says Rav Yashiv, yeah, that's the point. It's Chazal, of course, tell you, there was always medical science. But Chazal went out of their way when they could have said one straight halacha, don't use wet wheat. But instead, right, because it's going to become chavetz, they went out of their way to tell you, derech agav, they'll throw in a medicine thing. That's the chiddush. That in all these cases, it's the derech agav chidushim that they're telling me. Period. Yeah. They're using a halachic statement in order to learn it. It's not just Taman Agarata. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, here we go. Tana Rabbanan. What is this doing here? We'll see. Let's just do it first, then maybe if I remember, we'll get back to why this is here. Tana Rabbanan. Peshas Ptirasel Shel Rebbe. When Rebbe died, Amr Libni, he said, he had to talk to a number of people. This is going to take us the whole blot now. Libni Ani Sarech. I need my children. Let's just say one day. The Ritva says, you know why this is here? Because the Ritva quotes Yerushalmi that when Rebbe died, one of the things he commanded his kids, this is not in our Gemara, but one of the things he commanded his kids is, don't let the Almana leave my house. So that's how it relates to this case about an Almana leaving the house. Al Tazuz Almanasi Mibesi. So that's how the Ritva says that it connects. And there are other connections as well. That's the Ritva. So Rebbe says, bring in my children. Children come in. Amr Lohem. He says, Hizaru Bikfod Imchem. That's a little different lashon, but he says, be careful with your mother's coven. Be careful with your mother's coven. Ner Yehi Dalak Bimkomo. The candle shall always be lit in my spot. Shulchan Yehi Arach Bimkomo. Set the table. Set me a place at the table, even after I die. Mitate Musas Bimkoma. My bed should be made. Yosef Chafni, Shimon Ephrasi, Haim Shabshuni Bechayi. These two great rabbis, they were my shamashim in my life, the Hei Shamshuni Bamosi. They will serve me in my death. Okay, so let's talk about each one. He's Arabic for Imcha. He said to them, be careful with your covenant of your mother. Says the Gemara Daraisa. What's the Chiddush? It's a mitzvah Daraisa. Dichsiv, kabeda tzavicha vesimecha. What do you mean? He has to tell them? Do the, why does he say do the other 612? Right, do kibbut av ha'ein. So what's the Chiddush? The Gemara answers, no, Eishes av havoi. It wasn't their mother. It was his wife. That's the Chiddush. Says the Gemara again. What do you mean? Eishes av nami daraisa. That's also daraisa. You have to give kavod to your father's wife. Titania, kavod es avicha vesimecha. Es avicha zu eishes avicha. What's the S? Including your father's wife. The es imecha zu bal imecha, your mother's husband. So you see, they're also included in the din daraisa. Vav yisera. What's the S? L'rabos es achicha gadol, to include your older brother. You have to be mechabit him too. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush of Rebbe? So Hanimile Mechayim, says the Gemara, no. Eishes Av and Baal Imecha are only Mechuyev while the parent is alive. So then you have to, we'll get to why in a second. But Aval Achar Misalo, but after the husband or after the father or the mother die, so then your Pater, that's the Chiddush of Rebbe. He's saying, even after I die, you should give them Kavod. Because that is not Me'ikar Hadid. Period. So let's talk about a number of items here. First, Eishes Av. Eishes Av, this covet. So there is, if you look in the Rambam, Machlokas, Rambam, and Rambat. Not really a Machlokas, but you'll see. Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? We know the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has all different rules and regulations, what counts as a mitzvah, and what doesn't count as a mitzvah. Most of the time, he's arguing on the Bahag, who had written a previous Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he's arguing on him. So in Shorish Beis, says the Rambam, you should not count separately a din that's learned out using one of the Yud Gimel Midos. That's the Rambam's Yisod. Shein Roy Limnos Koma Shelamedim Ba'achas Mishloshes Remidos Shatorah Nedreshes Bahed. And says the Rambam, and therefore I argue right at the beginning. I argue on the Bahag, because you know what? The Bahag counts. The Bahag counts Yiras Chachamim as a separate Mitzvah Saseh. Why? Where do you know that from? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es the Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. Right. So you count. You count a separate Mitzvah Saseh. The Bahag says. To Yiras Chachamim, says the Rambam, hello, Bahag, if you count Yiras Chachamim as a separate mitzvah say, you know what? You should count Kavod Eishes Av as a mitzvah say, separate mitzvah say, because it's learned that from S. We just had an Ar Gemara. If you count this as a separate mitzvah say, so too here. V'imhaya ha'inya k'mo shachashvu, lama lomanu kibud ba'al ha'im, v'eishes av mitzvah b'vnei atzma, mechuberes al kavod av ha'im, v'cheid achil ha'gadol. You'll learn it out from the Vav. Ki elu ha'ishim lamanu she'enu chayavim l'chadim b'ribuy. He says, why do you count this and not this? Says the Ramban over there, no. And remember, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't always agree with the Bahag, but he defends the Bahag. He writes in the Akdama, he says, he's out for the covet of the Rishonim. He writes that in his Akdama to the Melchamis. I'm out for the covet of the Rif, even though sometimes they disagree. But says the Ramban here, how you can count Yiras Chachamim and not count Eishes Av? Because Eishes Av isn't a separate mitzvah per se. Why is there a din of honoring your father's wife? It's an extension of honoring your father. And husband of your mother is an extension of honoring your mother. That's why it's not a separate. By Yiras Chachamim, that's a separate mitzvah. Where does that come from? That's independent. But Eishes Av or Baal Imo, That's not counted separately, even according to the Bahag. Why? Because those are outgrowths of Kibbutz Avaim. How do you know that? How do you know that? What our Gemara says, because it's only Mechayim. It's only Mechayim of your father. When your father dies, you have no more mitzvah of covet of his wife. So that's Haraya, says the Ramban, that you don't have, that it's a function of the father and the mother, is an extension, and that's why it's not a part of the Achar Misa. And by the way, that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Mem, Hilchas Kibud Avaim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that kavod for the, your father's wife or your mother's husband is only while they're alive. The Shulchan Aruch does add in Reish Mem Sif Chaf Aleph that it's a dover hagun to be mechabi them after Misa. Why? Guess from our Gemara, because Rebbe told his kids to do that. But that's a dover hagun. It's not mechuyev. That is regarding Eshes Av and Baal Imo. What about older brother? So first of all, there's a machlokas achronim. Does this mean the oldest brother or your older brother? Let's say you have six older brothers. It's a big nafkamina. Big nafkamina. Is it only the oldest brother or just any older brother? So that's a machlokas between the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Gimel quotes it's only the oldest brother. While the Birkei Yosef says it's no, all your older brothers. All your older brothers, you have to be mechabi. The Benchas Chinuch has the same chakira that the Ramban Rambam spoke about your older brother. Right? In Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, the Menchas Chinuch thinks it's a machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Does honoring your older brother only apply when your father's alive or not? Maybe that also is an extension of honoring your parents. You know, you honor your parents, you're honoring your oldest brother. This is their bachar. Not halachically a bachar, but this is their firstborn. So you honor them through honoring him. If you don't honor him, it's like a bizayon to them. So that, he thinks, is a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban, he thinks, b'chayei ha'avos, and he thinks the Rambam holds even la'achar misa. But either way, that is also a discussion, whether that applies even la'achar misa of the parents. That also might be an extension. Next. Ner Yehei, again, today is one of these dafim that we need a couple of hours. But we'll try to do our best. Ner Yehei Dalok Bimkomo, said Rebbe, you should always light a candle in my place. Shulchan Yerach Bimkomo, set my table. Mita Tamutas Bimkomo, set my bed. My Taima, why did Rebbe say, set the table for me? My Taima, why? Kol Be Shimshi have Asa Lebesi. Every Friday night, Rebbe used to come home, even after he died. What do you mean? Be Shimshi just means Bein Hashmashas. How do we know that means Friday night? So Rashi says, because what other Bein Hashmashas do we ever think of and care about? So it's Bein Hashmashas means Friday night, but Tuesday night, who cares about Bein Hashmashas? Right? So that's why Be Shimshi, every Friday night he used to come home. Let's read the Gemara first. One time, he was home on Friday night, and a neighbor came knocking on the door. Chakariya Baba. Amra, so Amse, his maidservant, called out, Shtiko the Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe can't come to the door right now. He's sitting down. So Kiva Deshama, once Rebbe heard that it's known that the maidservant blew it, now it's public, Shuvlo Asa, he didn't come anymore. Shilo Lahotzi Laz al Sadiqam Hari Shonim. He didn't want to be cause Motzi Laz on the earlier Sadiqam that didn't come back to make to the house, so that's why he stopped coming. Look at Rebbe Kiva Eger here, the Gilyan Hashas, famous line. Kiva Eger here quotes that Rebbe used to come back every Friday night and make kiddush for the family. Vayanira bebigde chamudos. Shaya Lovesh Bishabas used to wear his nice clothing. Upoteris Rabin Bekidashayom. Velokishar Mesim Shem Chavshimi Mitzvahs. Not like the other Mesim that are free from mitzvahs. Kitzadikim Chaim Upotim Bekidash. Sefer Chasidim. So Rebbe used to come back after he died and made Kiddush. What is going on here? But he's not Mizmufka for mitzvahs. So the Rav Yashiv says maybe it's based on the Chassam Sofer. We've mentioned this Chassam Sofer a few times back in Mesechas Erevin. If you never saw it, you got to look it up inside. Chelik Vav, the last Chelik of Chazam Sofer, Simin Tzadik Ches, 698. Says the Chazam Sofer, he talks about the Gemaras we had in Erevin. Eliyahu Navi, is there Tchumin above Yud? How can Eliyahu Navi come to a bris on Shabbos? And how can he, doesn't he have to violate? What about other halachas? Pinchas. So he quotes that Eliyahu Navi really had two forms. When he came beguf, so then he's subject to all the mitzvahs. When he came just in his neshama, he's not subject to the mitzvahs or to the laws of halacha. But when he comes beguf, he is subject. So he says, let's start. So then he has to be subject to all the mitzvahs. You don't see Eliyahu Navi; he's just his neshama is there. How can he be in 40 places at one time?
The
etc. That's what what we always say. Tish teteku and not meku. Why it's Eliyahu Navi and not Moshe Rabbeinu. But either way, it says over Yashiv, maybe along these lines, even though he's mufka for mitzvahs, not going to be motzi as a rabbi midei chovasan. The answer is no. Maybe he comes in the guf Eliyahu Navi way, and therefore he would be able to be motzi as a rabbi midei chovasan. Okay, weiter. Yosef Chafri Shimon Ephrasi, Heim Shem Shuri B'chayiv, Heim Shem Shuri B'mosi. These rabbis serve me in my life, and they'll serve me in my death. Sovereign Mina Bahadin Al-Mahutaka Amar. People thought that he meant that they should be Osek in his Kfura. They should be his Chever Kadisha. Kiva Dechadu Dechadim Arsayul Arsay. The problem is, they died before him. Once they saw that they died before him, Amri, they said, Shema Mina Lahu Al-Mahutaka Amar. It must be that he said that they're going to serve him in Olam Abba. Why did he? So why did he even let them know? What's the difference? So that they don't say, if they died right before Rebbe did, maybe people will start talking about them. Maybe they weren't such great tzaddikim. Maybe it was just Rebbe's chus that helped them stay alive so long, but really they didn't have chus. That's why Rebbe had to say that they're going to serve me in Alma Da'asi. Period. So that's what Rebbe said to his children. So then he says, Amar lahen l'chachmei Yisrael anitzarach. Bring in the great chachamim. So nichnas was l'chachmei Yisrael. So they all come in. Amar lahem, Rebbe says to them, al tisbeduni bayaros. Don't be maspid me in the cities. Ayaros, Rashi says, are smaller than big cities and bigger than little villages. They're the medium-sized cities. Don't give me hespedim there. V'oshiva yeshiva l'achar shloshim yom. And after 30 days, stop the hespedim. Enough already. Go back to yeshiva and go back to learning. Shimon bini chacham. My son Shimon is the Talmud chacham. Why? We'll see soon. Gamliel bini Nasi. My son Gamliel should be the Nasi. Chanina bar Chama yeshiv barosh, and Chanina should be the Rosh Yeshiva. So let's talk about each one. Altis beduni bayaros. He says, don't be maspid me in the cities. Sover mi no mishem tircha hutakamar. They thought he was just saying that al tircha. He didn't want the little villages, the people from the little villages, to have to schlep to the bigger cities. So therefore, he said, don't be maspid him in the medium cities. But once they saw that his words did not come true, they had hespedim for him in the huge cities, and everybody came to the hespedim. Amru, they said, "Oh, shvamina mishum yakru to kamar." It must be that he was saying it because of Kavanat Torah, and he dafka wanted all of Klal Yisrael to come together to be maspid him. L'chora, this does not mean al tzgaiva. Right? Yakra doesn't mean his own kavod. The Marsha here says it's Kavanat Torah. Kavanat Torah, when the great Talmud Chacham dies, so then you have to have Kavanat Torah. And the Ein Yaakov even says, you can only be mochel on your kavod in your lifetime. After your lifetime, you can't be mochel on your kavod. That's not yours. Oh, I didn't look it up again, but I think it's the first Pesachei Tshuva Navelis. I've quoted this before. Quotes that when the Pnei Yoshua died, the Noda Behuda, even though he said in the Tzavah, I don't want to spade him, the Noda Behuda said, I'm giving him a hesped, because Klal Yisrael needs this Kavanat Torah. You gotta be masmidim. So that's what the I think it's the first one in Hilchos Avelos. He quotes the Piskei Tshuva quotes that no Debi Yehuda. And l'chora, you can't say that Rebbe was a Balgavi and he was doing this. We mentioned before, right? He's known for his anivis. We should base Rebbe but la'anava, right? He's known for his anivis. We mentioned Rabbi Yosef Engel in the path that Rebbe's the only one throughout Shas that says Omer Ani. Omer Ani. Ober Ani is not Ani is Daiti. It's a lashon of Anava. He has that beautiful piece. If we have time at the end, which we won't have, right? We'll talk about that Omer Ani again. But it's in Beis HaOtzar under Omer Ani. Okay. Hoshiva Yeshiva Lachash Loshem Yom. So he says, go back to Yeshiva after 30 days. I'm not greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Bnei Yisrael mourns for Moshe Rabbeinu 30 days. So what happened? So Tzlasin Yom and Saftim B'Yom of Alel Yom. For 30 days, they had to spay them for Rebbe day and night. But after that, they still had to spade him either day or night, and the other part they were learning, for a whole year they had to spade him. So the Marsha says, so they went. It was more than Moshe Rabbeinu. The answer is they did it themselves. They did it themselves. It wasn't that he was Batsave. He didn't want it to be more. But this is what they did. Hahu Yoma the Ashkavte de Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Nafka Baskol of Amra, Baskol went out and said, Kol Dahave Ba Ashkavte de Rebbe, Mizumanu Lachay Olam Abba. Whoever was involved in the burial of Rebbe is going straight to Olam Haba. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Says Rav Dessler. It's pretty amazing. Some people work all their life to get Olam Haba, and all of a sudden they get Olam Haba automatically. Stosis points out on top, maybe there's a difference between mizuman l'chay olam haba and chelek l'olam haba. Every Jew has a chelek to olam haba, but these people are mizuman. It's a higher level. So maybe there's a difference, but still, so this is even greater, even greater. So it makes the question stronger. So says Rav Dessler in Chela Gimel, page 247, says Rav Dessler must be that the personality of Rebbe was so great that when he was taken away, there was such a mahafecha that happened in the whole generation that they realized, what a Rebbe, we should have done more. It wasn't stop magic, but it was such a mahafecha that happened in their hearts that that's why they went straight to Olam Haba. It wasn't magic. But that's what happened. They realized, they internalized who Rebbe was. Because he said, he doesn't want to say it's magic. Mezumah l'chai Olam Haba. Period. Next, Haukoves called Yoma Haviyasi Kamei. There was a dry cleaner. There was a launderer that used to come to Rebbe every day. Hahu Yoma Loasa. That day, punks, he didn't come and visit Rebbe. Kiven the Shama Hachi, and then he heard the bas call that everybody who's involved in Rebbe's funeral goes straight to Olam Haba. He says, "Ay vey." He says, "Solik le'igrav and aval arva mis." He went up to the roof. He fell off and he died. He was so upset. Yotza bas kol va'amar ava ukoves mezumnu l'chay Olam Haba. And bas kol goes out. That Koves also. He got on the train. He got on the train. He's going straight to Olam Haba as well. But first, the Yavetz here, Rebbe of Emden here, points says it must be Nafal. It doesn't say Kafatz. It doesn't say Kafatz. Somebody's Kafatz. That's Ma'abed Asmal Adas Rachman Al Islan. But Nafal, he fell off. He was so upset. He went up to the roof just to be alone. And Nafal, he fell off because he was upset. So he went straight to Olam Haba because why? Because he went to Rebbe the other days. Either way, okay. Shimon Bri Chacham Ika Amar. So Rebbe says, my son Shimon is a Chacham. So what's he saying? What is that? What my nafkamina? So Haki Kamer, this is what he meant to say. Ava pisha Shimon b'ni Chacham Gamliel b'ni Nasi. Even though my son Shimon is a Chacham, he's still not going to be the Nasi. Gamliel is going to be the Nasi. So Amar Levi Tzrich LaMeimar. So Levi says, of course. What's the need? Of course, Gamliel is the better choice for the Nasi. Amar Shimon Bar Rebbe Tzrich LaChol Matzla Ascha. What are you saying? My father says needless things. You and your limp. You know we need a lot. He's insulting him, right? Levi, we know how to limp. So he says, "What are you? He's very upset." So says the Gemara, "My kashulei hakrakamar ves hamamlacha nasan lihoram kihu abachar." What do you mean? He was their earlier son was older. So therefore, what do you mean? It was unneeded. So hahu mamali makaba bosav have. No, what's the chiddush? That really he was. The Shimon was the Mamali Makam Avosav. He should have gotten it. Rebbe Gamliel ain't Mamali Makam Avosav Havi. He wasn't. He didn't fill the shoes of his father. Rebbe my time Avid Hachi. So therefore, why did Rebbe do this? If he wasn't Mamali Makam Avosav, so Nehid ain't Mamali Makam Avosav. But Chachma be Yiraschet Mamali Makam Avosav Havi. Maybe he wasn't Mamali Makam in Chachma, but he was in Yiraschet. And maybe one could suggest that when you're the Nasi, Yiras Chait is even more important than Chachma. If you're in the yeshiva, fine. But if you're the Nasi, you know, you have to, it's also a political and social position. So Yiras Chait plays a crucial role. Okay. More to talk about. Mamali Makom, big issue. What is that? By a chazin, by a rav, by any position, when do you say that the son goes first? Big sugya in the poskim. Chanina bar b'chama, yeshe b'rosh. So he said, Rabbi said, Chanina should be the Rosh Hashiva. Lo kibba Rabbi Chanina, but Rabbi Chanina didn't want to be Rosh Hashiva. Rav Ephes called him a menashe shana memechsa, because Rav Ephes was 2.5 years older than him. So Yasef Rabbi Ephes b'rosh. So Rabbi Ephes became the Rosh Hashiva. V'yasef Rabbi Chanina b'avroi. Rabbi Chanina was like on par with him though. So it wasn't mechubad for him to go to sit in the base medrash also. So therefore, he stayed outside. Right, it comes out. I remember by my parents' wedding, Rav Moshe was Masada Kedushin. And he was good friend. My grandfather was a Rav at the Lower East Side, so Rav Moshe was Masada Kedushin. And there was, and Rav Aaron Kala was also invited, because they were also friendly with my grandfather. So in this case, they said that Rav Moshe and Rav didn't want to go to the same wedding. One would be Masada Kedushin, with the other one is Pesach's Kavod HaTorah. So Rav Aaron said, you know, your Rav Moshe can be the Masada Kedushin, and I'll be the Santa at your first son's bris. So Rav Moshe was Masada Kedushin 11 months later, by my brother's bris. So he was the Santa. So here too, comes to the days of the Gemara. So Yosef Rav Afis Barisha of Yosef Chanina Avroi. So Rav Afis became Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chanina sat outside. Yosef Levi Yosef Gabe, and Levi sat down next to him. Levi wanted a chavrusis. He sat down next to Rabbi Chanina. Noach Nafshi to Rabbi Afis. Rabbi Afis died. Yosef Chanina Barisha. Rabbi Chanina went in to become Rosh Hashiva. V'lo Havi Leila Levi Inish the Yosef Gabe. So Levi lost his chavrusa. Because of the Bavel, so he came to Bavel. Behind the Darmila the Rav, and that's the story of the following. They said to Rav, Gava Rabba Ikla Narda Umitzla. There's a cripple that came to Narda, Vidarish Kalila Sharia, and he said, and he darshin, that you're allowed to wear this type of crown on Shabbos. in with a place without an Erev, because who wears these types of crowns? Only very royal people, who, and we're not choshed that they're going to take it off in Rishas HaRabim. So anyway, Rav hears that there was a great man that came who was limping. So Amar Shmamino Noach Rashi the Rabbi Afis. Oh, it must be the Rabbi Afis died. The Yazar Rechanina Bereisha, and Rechanina became the Rosh Hashiva. V'lohavi Levi Inish L'meisav Gabeva Ka'asa. And Levi didn't have a chavrusa, so he came here to learn. Says the Gemara, V'ema Rabbi Chanina Noach Nafshi. What do you mean? Maybe Rabbi Chanina died. Who says Rabbi Afis died? How did Rav know? Maybe Rabbi Chanina died, and still Levi lost his chavrusa. Rabbi Afis could the Yosef Yosef, Rabbi Afis is still the Rosh Hashiva. V'lohavi Levi Inish L'meisav Gabeva Ka'asa. How did he know that Rabbi Afis died? Maybe Rabbi Chanina died. Two answers. Ibayizema Levi le Rabbi Afis make of Avakayaflay. No, Levi would have gone into the base medrash. Only Rabbi Chanina wouldn't have been meshubed, but Levi would have gone in. Ibayizema no. Kibun to Amar Rabbi Chanina Barcham Yishev Barosh. If Rabbi said that Rabbi Chanina was going to be Rosh Hashiva, losagi de lamalich. Right, it's impossible that he won't be get the malucha. It's impossible that Rebbe would be wrong. Tchsibu, but tzadikim v'sigzar omer v'galkem loch. Because once Rebbe says something, then it sticks. Aye, period. Next question. V'havi Rebbe Chia. What about Rebbe Chia? Well, he was around. Shouldn't he have been the next Rosh Hashiva? So noach nafshi. No, Rebbe Chia had died already. Is that really true? V'amar Rebbe Chia ani risi kivur shel Rebbe v'horati alav demos. Rebbe Chia says, I cried at Rebbe's levaya. He's here, Rebbe Chia was alive when Rebbe died. No, Eifach is the opposite. Rebbe cried at Rebbe Chia's levaya. Ah, if you remember Rebbe Chia says, Oso ayam shemes Rebbe bala kedusha. What do you mean? Rebbe Chia says that when Rebbe died, kedusha was batel. Eifach against which it. V'atan yikashachal Rebbe nechlas Rebbe Chia etzlo umatzo shu boche. What do you mean? When Rebbe was sick, deathly sick, Rebbe Chia came to visit him and he says, why are you crying? Armelo Rebbe, v'vnei mata boche. Right? He says, he saw, found him crying, he says, why are you crying? V'atanya. Doesn't it say, Meich mitoch rasko simen yafelo? If a person dies while smiling, it's a simen yafe. Mitoch bechi simen ralo? So why are you crying? Or, panav lamala simen yafelo? If your face is up, it's a simen yafe. The Ben Yoyada says, you're looking up. Panav lamata simen ralo. Panav klape ha'am. If your face is to the nation, simen yafelo. Panav klape klosel simen ralo. Panav yorokin. To the wall is not good. Panav yorokin simen ralo. Panav sahovin va'adumin simen yafelo. Unclear exactly. Different colors of the face. Meis be'erev Shabbos simen yafelo. Right before Shabbos is simen yafe because you're going right into the menucha. Rashi says, but mostly Shabbos simen ralo, because mostly Shabbos is a time when the neshamas return to Gehenim. Meis be'erev Yom Kippur simen ralo, because he just missed the kapara. The most Yom Kippur simen yafelo. So Friday, when Yom Kippur was Thursday, is the best time. If anybody has a choice in the matter. Meis mecholi me'ayim, if someone dies from a stomach problem, simen yafelo. Mepnei Ruben shel tzadikim misasen mecholi me'ayim. Question mark. So he says, why are you crying? So Amalei ana atoro mitzvos kabachina. I'm crying because of the Torah and the mitzvahs that I'm going to lose. So end of the conversation, but you see, anyway, that Rabbi Chia was alive after Rebbe. Yibayisem Eifach. So one answer is that we could switch that too. Switch it. Maybe, really, Rebbe was trying for Rabbi Chia. There's going to be a second answer, which we're going to do tomorrow, but just 90 more seconds. First of all, some of Farshim asked, why was he crying? We learned on Amad Aleph that he's going to come back to make Kiddush anyway after he dies. So he's not going to lose the mitzvahs. So, Kasha. But the other question is a very important Tosfos here. Tosfos, Oso Shemes. So what does it say? The day that Rebbe died, Kedusha was batel. So the first shot of Tosfos is they called him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He was very Kadosh. But says Reb Chaim HaKohen. You know what it means? The day that Rebbe died, Bala Kedusha, there was no Kedusha's Kahuna on the day that Rebbe died. And all the Kohanim went into the cemetery and were Osek in his Kfura. And says Rebbe Chaim, Ila Mali Ayisik Shev Rabbeinu Tam. If I had been around Rabbeinu Tam's death, I, Reb Chaim Cohen, I would have carried his casket because Kedushas Kahuna was batel. This is a huge sugya about a Cohen being metami himself on Kever Mason. Reb Avadia has a tshuva. We don't have time to go into it in Chelek. Chavadas, Chelek Dalet Simin Nun Ches. Could a Cohen go to Maris Machpelah? That's the kashas. They talk about all various gemaras, some gemaras that seem to say that there's a medrash that when Rabbi Akiva died, Eliyahu Navi was osik in him, and there were kohanim involved. So there are some, a minority of poskim that might say it's okay, because tzaddikim are not metameh, and it's okay, but ruba deruba of the poskim say it's inappropriate, right? But by Pesach Sheni, right, the carriers of Kever Yosef, go to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're tummy. Yosef HaTzadik, you don't get a better tzaddik than that. Right, Yosef HaTzadik, right? So it seems that the poskim say, the Pischei Tshuva quotes, on Yaradeya in Simin Shinayin Beis, that this is a minhag tos and it should not be done to be mishtateh al kever mesim. You know and he quotes from the Rav Avadia quotes from a lot of the rebbes, the Avnei Nezer and the Kutzker. They all said chas v'shalom, it should be done. All from the Chasidish rebbes, it should not be done. And just one final marker, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in next week's parsha. It's in Yana Dioma. Next week's parsha, the pasuk says that Yosef fell on Yaakov's face when he died. We believe in that stuff. You're supposed to jump on the kever. And Vayishak lo, and he kissed him, says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Pirish lo nashak v'ishak lo. He did it. Aval inachon lasos kein lames acher ki ames gadush betuma v'tumaso bokas va'ola alurakia. But Yaakov chayu. Right, Yaakov wasn't metame. Yaakov was a metame. So maybe Yaakov Avinu. Maybe that's the only one. But no, and even Yosef HaTzadik didn't reach that level, right, based on the Gemara. But anyway, that's a big sugya, but this Tosfos is the one of the Makaros in Shas. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We'll get to general approaches in Chinuch tomorrow, as we get to Amud Beis, Reb Chiya and Rabbi Chanina.